The one and only.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay, cool.
Yes, loving it. How are you?
I'm good. I'm dedicating the show today to Selena.
Yes, Selena. I heard that song. It's like it brought tears to my eyes. Wow.
Well, I figure what better man than to know all the information in reference to her than you. Why not?
Oh, yeah. Selena seemed to, yeah. She was in Corpus Christi. Her statue's monument is right across the street from the office of the Saucy Law Firm, right across the street.
Very nice.
And yeah, my God, there's a lot of people visit per day. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of people around them. Yeah, she's a legend. Mm-hmm. She's a giant. Yeah, that's for sure. It was a big loss, you know, and unfortunate, you know.
Yeah, so we're going to carry her memory on and on, definitely today. So I figured, what better man than to talk about all this great music stuff and great things that are going on with the Chill Factor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we have a lot of stuff lined up.
Where do we begin?
I don't know, by saying hello.
Hello. I got my coffee this morning. I was up at 4:30. God bless, right? Cheers.
Yeah.
Bottoms up.
I'm pretty sure you painted the house and paint the fence and cut the grass and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you always say I cut the grass with what, scissors?
Uh-huh, scissors and measure with your tape measure.
It's been a while since you've been on the radio.
Yeah, I've been going through a little pain on my left leg. But it's getting a lot better now.
Good. Yes. Talk about all this good stuff going on. Go ahead, you first.
Yeah. Well, you know, I usually don't talk about this, but I feel it in my heart right now to say special thanks to all the men and women in the military, what they're going through right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I know Robert's in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And my stepson, he's in the Middle East.
Yes, and we're keeping them tight in our prayers, big time.
Yes, yes. And, you know, it's the armed forces, there's a special place in my heart for them because, you know, my uncle, he was in Vietnam, and my brother-in-law, he was in Vietnam. They were both served and both saw action, unfortunately, but they survived it. And, you know, thank God. And my heart, you know, just, hey, you know, guys, you guys are doing a great job. And thank you so much for your services.
That's right. We squeeze our crosses a little harder for everybody.
Yes, ma'am.
Men and women alike. Exactly.
Exactly. Yes, ma'am. But as we were talking about the radio station, I'm here looking at the website. It's like, there's a lot of things missing here. And there are a lot of things I need to rearrange. And we have new things coming up. It's like, where do I start? I've been looking at this website since last night. I was staring at it, trying to analyze. I was like, you know what? I'm getting tired. I told Nicole, and you know, I said, I'm tired. So I went to bed. I woke up straight right back to it. It's like, oh, what do I do?
Get a fresh box of crayons. That's what I
right. Say. Yeah, the ones that you sharpen.
Yes, and the little hole thing there.
Yeah. I remember that. It's a big old box. Like, oh, thank you, Mom. And it's like, oh, there's like four purples and blues. And which ones do I use? And,
you know what color I like? Sky blue.
Generally. Yeah, sky blue.
Sky blue. Yep, because it's springtime. So it goes hand in hand, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we want to talk a little bit about, oh, geez, where do we start? We started off with radio.net app. Let's talk a little bit about that with our listeners this morning. If you haven't gone over and download that, Mikey, where could they find that?
The radio.net, you can actually go to their website or you can go to our website and you can download the app on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you can link it up to your radio, of course, in your car with Bluetooth. It's radio.net. They have 6 million, 8 million visitors per day. Yeah, 8 million.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Just a smidgen. Just a smidgen. Skosh.
Yes.
But it's 8 million people, per day visitors.
Okay.
So that's wonderful. And just yesterday, we got on mytuner.com.
Okay. And big news is if you have a smart TV.
Yeah. If you have a smart TV, you can just go to MyTuner app on the TV and search for the Chill Factor Radio. And bam, it comes up. They have a already embedded website on their site where you can actually go in and rate the station as well. And the more you rate, we rank up and we rank up higher, it goes to their front page.
There you go. We have the YouTube channel.
Yes, we have the YouTube channel. It's very active right now. Thank you so much for everyone that has subscribed to the channel. Yeah, it's doing great. I mean, there's just so much things going on right now.
And Pandora.
Oh yeah.
The list goes on and on, right?
That was
a shocker to both of us.
That was a shocker. My good friend, he called me up that day. He goes, "Mikey, all you have to do, just go to the email, click on the button, and you guys are ready. Just fill in the information." And it's like, it was early in the morning. It's like, okay, all right. Yes. So I did all that, and like I clicked okay, and next thing you know, it's like, okay, like that easy? Like that?
Yeah, we're on it. So you have no way of not saying that you can't listen to the podcast and the radio station now, and it's free, folks. It's free.
It's free. And as you were mentioning, the podcast, now MyTuner.com has a podcast section as well. So you're going to get best of both worlds. You can have the radio station and the podcast.
And you can listen to it on the TV. So when you get up in the morning, you're having your coffee, or in the evening, the station is live 24/7.
Yep. 24/7. And you download the app. I downloaded it last night, and it's right there, the podcast. You want to listen to the podcast? Click on that. You want to listen to station live? Bam, it's on there.
Yep, and Mikey and I correspond daily. He was like, "Look, it's on my TV."
I know. I was like, Roxy was watching her news. I was like, "Well, you know, I want to check it out." And we're thumbing through, and I searched, and I was like, "Oh my God,
so it's right there." Roxy's our mascot, guys. If you're listening in, she's the kitty. Yeah. She's Mikey's kitty. Yeah. She's our mascot.
She's our mascot, and you know, the most famous person here in Corpus, she's hiding in the room right now. Hi, Nicole. Hi, sweetheart.
Good morning. Definitely. We have another surprise. We're going to be doing a giveaway for our folks that are listening in, too.
Yes. Okay. Yep. Yeah, we have giveaways.
Yes, we do. So our sponsor, Ann Canfield, one of our sponsors, actually, is going to be doing a giveaway. You're going to have to go over and subscribe to her channel, Finding Strength with Ann on YouTube. And the Yard Goats are definitely part of that. If you're in Connecticut, she's got a numerous amount of tickets for people to go see them. So if you don't know what they are, you can go look them up on the computer, you know, on Google, check it out for free. But you have to be able to subscribe to her channel. And then on Fridays, Fun Friday, there's going to be a live. There's a chance to win these tickets live with Ann on Friday nights. So if you're listening in at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, you can call in and try to win these tickets, right?
Exactly. I'm calling in. I want to win a ticket.
But you can train to the plane.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I wonder if those tickets can hold on to those tickets.
Hey, do you guys have the Price is Right is like all over the place. They're on tour right now, believe it or not. Do you guys have it down there at all?
No. No, we don't have Price is Right. No. Yeah,
Price is Right. And then we're going to be broadcasting many different places this year, too, at the Red, White, Blue Festival, the Bear Festival. I'll be taking the show on the road. And then starting next month, I will be in a high school that I grew up in, the Sock Hop. That's going to take place May 18th. And then the Pumpkin Festival, which we'll wait a little bit to give a little bit of that information away. But definitely cool stuff going on. And one more thing. Last week, I got to interview and talk to and have on the radio none other than
Greg Lukens.
Yeah. From Rush.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was listening to that. I'm like, wow. Mm-hmm. That was just he did wonderful. It was wonderful.
Thank you.
His stories. I mean, the way he started.
A legend.
Like, oh, my God.
A legend. Yeah, definitely
a legend. Yep. You know, he uses the Cubase and the Wavelab from Steinberg, and the gentleman is blind.
Legally blind. That's
legally blind. And I was like, wow. And what he produces, the sound, and what he's gone through with Rush and Janis Joplin, the list goes on and on. Like you said, you know, the list goes on and on. It's like, wow, gentlemen, he's a legend.
He's got it going on, definitely. And I would bow down to him. definitely. And yes, he cordially invited me to his house. And I'm like, yeah, it's a big wow factor for me. My dad said, I'll go with you to be your bodyguard.
I want to go.
Well, come on over.
I mean, you know, I can't fight or so. Yeah, that can help me out, too. Somebody just like someone say, oh, that's Mikey. I want to kick. Well, you know.
One hot chew and you're all done.
You're right. I chew.
Kung Fu fighting. Yeah,
I'll sneeze on them. I chew.
I say no more. I got something to add to that, but, you know, we're on radio. We got to keep it clean.
Okay. Sure. Hey, this is PG radio, so it's pretty good.
Pretty good, right. PG means pretty good. R is rotten. Yeah. G is good.
No, well, you know, it's a radio station, so it's rocking. R for rocking.
Rocking.
And Radio X is extreme rocking.
Playing hits from yesterday and today and much more.
Yeah, yeah, I like that commercial playing yesterday's music. Yes,
thank you. Today. Yesteryears. Mm-hmm. Yesteryears. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. So many things happening on Chill Factor Radio. It's keeping us busy. Mm-hmm. But it's getting there, you know, and thank you so much for all of you guys that supported us and keep on supporting us, you know, from day one.
Absolutely. You know, so we got some good stuff coming up this weekend with Kindness with Kat. That's going to be coming up. Suzanne and Alan from Connecticut, they will be on air. And they will be talking about something that Alan has made in reference to what's going on. You'll have to tune in for that. It's a big deal. A lot of people are affected by what Alan has. And the Kindness with Kat continues this Saturday. And then in a couple of weeks, we're going to have on air Marcy Lynn and the boys. She's from Connecticut as well.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And in the near future, we have other factors, but we cannot discuss them yet. lots of folks.
Yeah, we cannot discuss because simply I don't know what you're talking about. No, yes.
Well, let's just say it has to do with we're going to go to the movies. How's that?
Okay. Yeah. We're taking everyone, huh?
You're going to the fishes. We'll leave it at that. How's that?
We're going to the fishes?
You're
going
to go to the fishes.
To the fishes. You're going to. Okay. So everyone's going to go fishing?
Not unless you're part of the mafia.
Oh. No.
I drop the hints, but you don't pick them up.
No, I just don't pick them up. I'm a little slow.
Me too.
It's not because it's too early. I'm just a little slow here. Hold on.
I'll throw the hints out. Maybe you'll pick them up or not.
Nah, well, you know what I mean. No, I said, what the heck are you talking about? What?
Hey, you want to hear something really cool? Clint Eastwood, now 93 years old, has been spotted with Jane Goodman out on a call. He's actually still doing acting. Could you believe that?
Wow, 93.
93 years young.
Wow.
Yeah. Could you imagine being 93 years old and still doing some acting?
Hell, I'm huffing and puffing at 56.
Huffing and puffing. You call you Puff the Magic Dragon? Should I play that song?
I was called Dragon back in the days.
I know.
Dragonheart Studio.
That's what I was going to say. Play Puff the Magic Dragon for you.
Poof, poof. Can he fight? Nope. But he can sneeze on you. I can't
one
fight.
One hot chew and you're all done.
I chew your ass.
Your assets? That's keeping it clean. So you're, I can't with you. That's too early for this stuff.
You want kryptonite? No, give him a glazed donut. Oh, he'll go away. He'll leave you. Get away from me. Get away. Wherever the hell you are, you Texan?
I've got a couple more songs lined up, and I know you're familiar with this artist, Carlos Santana.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Carlos Santana. And did you know he did a collaboration with Chris Stapleton?
Really? Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
It's called Joy. Yep, I have it up on the deck. Yes, I absolutely love the two of them together.
Uh-huh.
And we bring joy to the Chill Factor. Why not?
Well, why not? Yeah.
I don't know Joy. I've never met Joy, but, you know, he liked to bring a little joy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Kathleen, you need to go back painting the fence and painting the house and cleaning it all up.
Where's my little mini scissors?
Oh, my God. Mini scissors, not regular scissors, guys. Mini scissors. Oh, my.
Those ones you clip your nose hairs with. Let me get it. Sharpen this.
Oh,
I have three pens to choose from: blue and black and blue.
Okay. Wait a minute. There's two colors in there.
That's right. Oh, you have three pens. Yes, but they're all different, the same colors, but not black and blue.
Okay. Yeah, so, you threw so that one ahead, at me.
Mikey, guess which one is in the middle. How's that? You guys can't see this, but you know it's comedy at its best.
The black one?
Yay! You win a prize. What do you want?
Thank you.
What do you want to win?
Give me a dozen donuts. Send them out to my email.
Email.
Oh my god!
If you send a donut through email,
well, send me a picture. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
So,
a picture of a donut.
Mikey,
fishing.
Oh, my gravy. Help us all. You want me to fax it to you? How about that?
No, because I don't have a fax machine. I can go and buy one.
There you go.
I was like back in the 80s, isn't it? Or 70s or 60s, something like that, the fax machines.
What are you talking, 60s? No.
No, I mean, don't they use those things? They still use them?
What, the scanner?
Fax machines?
Heck yeah. No, I still use mine if I need it.
I'm not gonna say.
I'm kidding.
I mean, back in the 60s, didn't they have that? No, they had telegraph or telegram. Back in the 50s,
telegram. Pick up that little phone and
Morse code. Right.
Yep, and everybody would answer. Yep, we're all online. Everybody remember, answer.
I remember back in the days with the AOL, you know, with the modem.
Mm-hmm.
You had the dial up. Oh, that was so. Yeah.
You like that sound?
Yes. And then when you get on this, like, you got mail. It's like, oh, yay. You
know, oh, yay.
I used to get all happy and everything. Like, no, but it was just spam.
Technology has changed quite a bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still learning.
There you go. Good news in South Carolina. Self-checkouts are going to be removed from Walmart.
Well, I never did like those things. Nicole's the one that she's the expert at that. She grabs things, and ding, ding. You know, she's like, put it in the bag or put it back in the car. It's like, how in the heck you use this stuff? No.
It's a QR code, like you could use on our Chill Factor. It's a QR code.
Well,
yeah.
I just want a candy, and I don't want it. No, I just want to give it to the cashier. It's like, okay, it's $300. All right.
Yeah. You guys don't have the robots down there, right? We have the robots up here. I always bump into the thing when I'm in the grocery store. Excuse me, sir. I don't know if it's a sir. I don't know if it's a ma'am. I don't know what's inside that thing.
Well, punch it. That's what I would do. If it bump punch it to it. Me, I'll turn around and punch it. Or I'd shoe it. I shoe. You know, get away.
You karate chop it.
Yeah, karate chop it.
No, I don't know what's inside there. If anybody's got any insight to those robots, let me know. I heard
it's
that there's
electronic.
A camera.
It's electronics. That's what's in there.
I think he knows or she knows my name now. Every time I go into the store, it looks
like.
Oh,
that's scary. That's scary.
Get away.
Hi, Mikey, and welcome to Walmart. No. What happened to the old little old lady that used to, you know, say
right?
Hi?
The greeters. Welcome. They call them
the greeters. Yeah. Is that what they're called?
Yep, the greeters. Yep.
Oh,
didn't you ever watch that comedy thing, Get Your Stuff and Get Out?
No.
I
don't
find
get out
that
much.
Skit for you. I don't get out
okay,
that much.
I don't, I don't get out that much, and I don't watch TV that much.
Yep. So South Carolina is the first state that's going to remove them because I guess there was a lot of controversy when it came time for. I guess they did a poll of some sort. They decided to pull something on. You know, what were your thoughts about getting rid of them? And I know a lot of people complain about them here, big time.
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them.
No,
I don't like them at all.
Yeah, because you're not getting that nice conversation face to face, and I love face to face conversation. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
keep it real.
Well, sometimes you don't get it anyway. If it's a cashier, she's got a bad day. I was like, hey, smile.
You know, finding strength with Anne comes up with a really good concept as far as, you know, talking to people and how to greet people. And if you can't, it's an open-ended question. So there's definitely some.
Hey, you know what? Imagine Mikey working as a cashier.
I can see it now. You'd be throwing things in a bag.
I was like, this thing doesn't have a price on it. It's free. It's free, bro. Go ahead, take it. Yeah, go ahead. You know what? Take the whole grocery thing. Just put it in the bag. Get out of here.
It's free, on, have free a nice for day. You today.
You're right.
Discount. I always say, like, Big Daddy, you drop the can, you get a discount.
You get a discount, yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm having a bad day, I wouldn't even turn on the cashier register or anything. I was like, go ahead, just do whatever, just put it in the bag. Go on, get out of here.
Yep. And there you go. That's your news. And then also gas prices again are going to go up again. So that's on the rise right now too.
Mm-hmm. It's three. Yeah, I think it's $3.10 or $3. Isn't it $3?
Wow, you're cheaper than us. We're like,
really?
Yeah, we're almost like $4 a gallon again.
No.
Yeah, it's supposed to go up to 19 cents more right now, as of right now. And gas prices are going to go up. They're starting in Michigan with 19 cents higher for motorists.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
getting
expensive.
I'm taking the train.
Me too. I don't know. How much are train tickets? Couldn't even tell you.
I wonder how long it would take from Texas to Connecticut on a train.
A long time, I would say.
Do they have showers on the train?
I think if you pay enough for them, you'll have to look. Take a train.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It'll take like 2 weeks to get to Connecticut. Oh, my God.
Do you remember the show Home Improvement with Tim Allen?
Yes.
Okay, so he's coming back with another TV show, Tim Allen, to star in a new comedy series.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, he will star in a new TV show about none other than Classic Restoration Show. So he'll be bringing back like the old cars. Instead of Home Improvement, he built your house. So now you can talk about where you're going to park your fancy car, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a good actor.
He's coming back with another. He was on another show, too. He was on Home Improvement, and then he was on some other hunting show of some sort or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, me neither. But he's definitely coming back as an actor, so... Pretty cool stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you a country fan at all, Mikey? Do you like country music?
Yes, I love it. I love country.
So on American Idol last week, Luke Bryan and Ryan Seacrest, they actually got to hear Emily Russell. Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay, so she's the granddaughter to Loretta Lynn. She performed. She performed last week on the American Idol. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet! Mom should know that because my mom, she's a big fan.
Yeah,
of that,
American Idol
that show.
Yep, and Katy Perry's leaving. I'm so sad about that. I wish she was
staying. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So that's your news, folks, for the day. We're gonna go back to some music in a little bit. Mikey, any final thoughts before we say see you later, alligator?
Yeah. I would like to give a special thanks out to Mr. Ed Cohen.
Yes.
Thank you, sir, for helping us and for being a supporter and a dear friend. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. He's the moviegoer right here in Connecticut. And
yes.
He's definitely on the list of everybody that's been listening in from all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you can catch Mikey and Kat show on the replay if you didn't catch it all today on Pandora, Spotify, iHeart, and many different platforms. Right, Mikey?
Oh, so many of them. Yeah, now we're brand new MyTunes, or MyTuner, sorry, and Pandora. Oh, God, and the list goes on.
There you go. Well, I hope you have a great day. And again,
you too.
Great stuff, good information as always. Keep up the good work. And again, always a shout out to Mikey if you need a website, folks. He's got you covered. He does an amazing job. He's going to go get his crayons. I'm going to let him go so he can go to the store.
Thank you, Kat. Thank you. And I'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.